Make me welcome to B's K Music Chill Session. Hope you guys had a wonderful week. And you guys are going to have a wonderful weekend, hopefully. You know, welcome. It's been a great week. It's been a great time. You know, I told y'all that now we'll finally have a theme. So I managed to make a playlist, so yay. Yay. Kind of my favorite kind of music, one of anyways, just the vibes and stuff, so you'll have a taste of it today. Before I go anywhere further, let me just introduce the opening songs. Today's opening song was I Am Not Your Ocean by Yeren Baek and Priority by Changmin Taeyeon and Winter from the SM Town 2022 SM Winter SM Town album. That was a pretty good album though. Low key anyways, I haven't actually listened to it properly. But anyways, welcome. Third week. Yay, we're getting there. Yay. You know, so excited. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited because we're going to have a nice time. Fun times, as usual. You know, those who are studying, thank you for making me part of your study session. And this playlist, well, today's playlist is, I think, suitable for studying as well. So that'll be pretty cool. But now, let's get into the next part of the show, the juicy talk. Y'all know the juicy talk. I always keep you guys update with all that's happening in the industry, you know. But I don't know. Should I start with the updates? I think I'll start with the new stuff. Hey, and then we'll get into the updates. Let's see what's new. Okay, we have two new things. Other stuff I can mention them later. So, recently, like I think 2 days ago. When was it? Okay, I'm not sure when it was, but Twice received their Billboard Breakthrough Artist Award, and you know they're looking all pretty. They performed also. Oh my God, I forgot the name of the song. The second English title track, Moonlight Sunshine, Sunrise, Sunshine. It has to be sunshine. Hopefully it is. Moonlight, sunshine. I'll check it up. I'll look it up. But yes, they performed that live. And you know, everyone was, you know, fanning over them. You know, they had that own moment with Sabrina Carpenter. It was like so cool. I was like, oh, okay. You know, everyone was like, oh, Twice and all that. But they look so pretty. I'm proud of them. Oh, Moonlight, Sunrise. Yes. I am so proud of them. They've come a really long way. But at the same time, it's like, I think, you know, they're evolving, but it's, and they're getting more like international recognition. Let me be more specific about it. Let me say the US recognition, you know, that attention they're, their next tour they're gonna do on their next tour actually they have like I think two stadiums that they're gonna perform at, I'm not sure, and like arenas and stadium tour in the US, so they are really blooming there. But I think also around the world they are, but it's not the same as the US, you know. Everyone has been a fan of them, you know, so I'm really proud, you know. It's not only them, it's also Stray Kids, you know, they're very, very popular in the US, you know. They also have a stadium tour. I don't know if it happened or it's about to happen, but I know they did announce dates and all that. And that's really it, you know. Like, I realized that JYP entertainment artists tend to have huge popularity outside South Korea, especially the US and Europe. and because no one comes to Europe, like no one ever comes to Europe, and probably like a bit of Australia and New Zealand, and also Africa, like a lot of fans, like especially on the south and the north. I'm not sure about central and east and west, but I know, like, when you think about it, like, they could go to South Africa. Like, we will fly to South Africa. Like, we don't mind. We literally don't mind. So they don't really think about us. But anyways, it's okay. So they have a lot of Western recognition. Like, they're so huge. You know, Billboard 200, number one, the top spot and stuff. But then they don't perform well digitally. Not like they don't perform well. It's just that the results that they get from outside, from the Western charts, then, and you compare them with the domestic charts, there's a very huge gap, you know? And sometimes I wonder if that actually affects the artist's growth as time goes on, you know, that you are relevant, but then you're not you end up not being relevant enough to win major awards in the country. Because, like, I feel like Stray Kids would win, like, Artist of the Year kind of thing, you know, like the Desang, you know, Album of the Year kind of thing. But because the digital record does not match what they've, like, what they get outside, it's like, I understand you topped this chart, you know, I understand you guys are doing this and that, but you guys aren't topping the same way on our charts. Anyways, I think that it will get better. I personally believe that the charts are now user friendly. They are user friendly, you know. You were slowly starting to see artists on the rise, slowly starting to see variation. So that's pretty cool. So I like the fact that I like the fact that you know, the growing, and we love to see the growth. But is it just gonna be just one side that's growing and then the other side is just steady or what? But anyways, we will see. So let's move on. Twice is going to have a comeback next week, literally a week away. So next week, Friday, probably is going to be like 5 a.m. here, because nowadays when they have that comebacks, they release comebacks that is favorable to the American fans. So that's something that they consider. So it's much earlier. So the earlier it is released, the earlier it is now for me to wake up, which is sad, but it is what it is. And they will perform on the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on Thursday, so like a day before they released the album, and the title track will be Set Me Free. So we're looking forward to, I won't watch the performance, I'll watch it after they release everything, because sometimes, so I'm looking forward. Like, they've been killing the concept pictures, so that's some hope, you know. I love how they've evolved now, this mature look, this mature kind of concept they're taking on, you know, so that's pretty cool, and I'd like to see them grow more in this path, so that's pretty, pretty cool. Now, update. So we spoke about UIE. I feel like they don't pronounce the N. UIE. You remember when I talked about the guy who was under investigation, the actor that's under investigation for drug abuse and stuff like that, right? And talked about them coming back as positive, right? So there's an update. I also talked about how, you know, Netflix responded that they're still discussing with the directors of the respective shows that he's currently leading in. And this was during this week, though, earlier this week, there was an article that was released saying that Netflix has dropped him from Hellbound 2 and he's going to be replaced by Kim Sang-shul, who was in Vincenzo and Our Beloved Summer. I think in Our Beloved Summer, he was the male lead's either manager or brother. Did the male lead have a brother? I'm lying. But yeah. And then in Vincenzo, I can't really remember what role he was playing, even though I did once with Vincenzo, but I just don't remember. So that's that. And it's been announced that a lot of brands have been dropping him as well. TBH, he can't, no one sees the possibility of him returning back into the industry, even myself, because I feel like it's so hard to bounce back from this. You know, these, it's not more of like bully. I feel like if they were like, oh, he was a bully, da, 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 da. You know, from what I've seen, you know, they somehow bounce back. You know, the celebrities that have been involved in bullying scandals and stuff. You know, people still have that anger towards you, but it's not as bad as it was initially. And they still continue on with their careers and their lives. But now from this, this is a very huge thing, you know, because we were just chilling. We were literally just chilling. And then all of a sudden, literally all of a sudden we came and there was this case, just literally this case popped out of nowhere, literally. Anyways, so damn, it's about to go down. So while doing this, you know, fans, in general, was just talking about how maybe this is a blessing in disguise, that it's actually better that they uncovered this problem now than later on, because, you know, we have cases whereby an article is just released and it's like this actor or actress or the celebrity has been found dead in that apartment. You know, no one knows how. What happened? Did they suffer from a specific condition or anything? They've just been declared dead. And it's like, deceased, sorry. And it's like, okay, what happened? No one knows, you know, or the possibility of him having an addict, you know, drug overdose, you know, so fans are like, maybe this is a blessing in disguise that he can get help actually much earlier before it's too late. And so, you know, fans and people were sympathizing with him and stuff like that. And then another story came out literally yesterday, or was it the day before yesterday? And there was an article saying that he has a phobia of needles, that he needed a certain, there's this, anesthetic drug called propofol, which is used for like simple procedures and stuff like that. So apparently he suffers from, I don't know this, but from what I've read, they said that he suffers from a skin disease. And at the clinic that he's getting his treatment, they're saying that he requested that they use this anesthetic so that he doesn't, you know, experience the pain and all that, right? And because of the fear of phobia of needles, right? And people were like, okay, why are you saying this? Like, what do you mean? Like, excuses. And me as a medical student, I was like, okay, we have this drug right here. What is this route of administration? ADME is administration, distribution, metabolism, and excretion. Basic things that you need to know. Well, the basic information that you need to know about a drug. And it's administered intravenously. So that means by IV. And IV means needles. So fans are like, if this is administered by an IV, that means needles are going to be involved, but then you're like, you're afraid of needles. So like, what exactly is your story? Like, what are you saying? So now people have now changed sides and be like, we don't understand what he's saying. Like, why is he making up excuses now? Why is the clinic being involved with this and that? So I don't know if the situation is going to explode But right now, that's what people are saying. And I mean, yeah, now it's sketchy. Like, we could have just left it at he was, you know, that maybe it's better that it was discovered now so that he can get treatment and all that. But for it now to be like a phobia of needles, but you're using a drug that for you to only get it into your system, you need needles. And it was like, okay. But so yeah, it's not a bad drug, mind you. Let me not. It's not a bad drug, but I think if obviously when you use it way too many times or the dosage that you take in, then it's gonna become like toxic and stuff like that. So I hope that things are not. I hope things won't get out of control and that he can actually bounce back from this, because now he could actually bounce back from this, you know, if he goes into like therapy and stuff like that. But then, like, also with the fact that it's an illegal use, you know, now the law is involved, it's gonna be a bit tricky, but we'll see. So next story, is this a good, no, it's not a good thing. So one of the members, so this came out of nowhere. So an article is released and it says that Astro's Rocky suddenly leaves the group Astro and the label Fantiago. No one knows why. The company released an official letter, you know, official statement talking about how we had a discussion and da, 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 and then we've come to the end of our the conclusion for our discussion was that he decided to end his activities with the company. And that was the issue, right? And then, you know, when I was reading fans, and he also wrote a personal letter, that's what they usually do. And then the fans were like, well, me personally, I'm not sure. I know they're on their seventh year. That means their contract is expiring this year, but I'm not sure when exactly the contract renewal date is, so I'm not sure whether it's approaching soon or not. But fans were talking about how he was probably going to leave after his contract expires, you know, and how they low-key had expected it, that he really had things that he wanted to do but he couldn't do them when he was in Fantiago. But it's sad because he can't do that. I don't know if the condition was, because there are members whereby, like, for example, Mamamoo, Wien is in, is it Rave Entertainment? But she is still participating in Mamamoo's activities, official group activities, you know. And it's like, okay, what exactly was the, what was going on in the discussion? So a lot of fans are really heartbroken. It came as a shock. It really came as a shock because right now we're just watching the drama of SM Hype Kakao, you know. You know, we're still watching that drama right there, and it's unfolding, it's getting messy and complicated. But this dropped out of nowhere, and we're like, why? It was so sudden. We didn't expect it. We didn't see it coming. You know, you maybe would have expected it when there were like, oh, discussions with members on the contract, and stuff like that. But not when, because they haven't really been news of the contract expiry date approaching. So yeah. Anyways, let me see. But for, in terms of the SM Hype situation, what I've seen is that Hype had released a whole entire video about, like, I think the plans or something like that when they work with SM and stuff like that. I personally did not watch it. I never even watched any of the videos that any of the two companies have released. I really don't have the energy for that. But, you know, it's met with a bit of criticism, you know, a bit of, a bit of fans who are supporting, you know. So it's still all up in the air, you know. And then, like, literally, like, a few hours ago, SM released, like, a statement trying to convince the minority shareholders to not sign the voting rights to HYBE, you know, talking, stating all the stuff that the HYBE is going to give good songs only to the artists, to BTS. I remember the BTS's name was mentioned. Unprovoked. I don't know why they mentioned it, but not on the statement. But, like, maybe it's just the article trying to spice things up. But, yeah, but to HYBE artists in general and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's the situation right now. Apparently, the general meeting, the shareholders' general meeting is on the 31st of March. So that'll be something to look forward to. I am honest. That's, like, probably 3 weeks away. Literally 3 weeks away. So, wait. 29, 30, 31. Ooh, exactly 3 weeks away. So that's something to look forward to. That's literally something to look forward to. So that'll be interesting to see how it unfolds, you know, and what's gonna happen between now and then. But I don't, I mean, I, if we're to pick someone, if we were down to this case of having to just pick what path or like what company I think it would be better for them to cooperate with, even though HYBE is the competitor, I feel like HYBE is much better in terms of they're in the same industry, they have the same thinking than Kakao, which is they're going to prioritize profit over creativity, you know. And Kakao, them, that relationship, the contract, SM just right now just busy fighting, that I don't think they'll see how it would actually affect them in the future, you know, because Kakao could actually manage like the management rights to SM Entertainment. So we don't know about that. We don't know about that. But good news, quick good news. Red Velvet will be holding the fourth concert ever since COVID. The last one was before COVID. So ever since COVID at the KSPO Dome, which is the biggest dome venue in South Korea, because you are lying. But then there's Gimpo Dome. But yeah, but I think it is the biggest, because after that, I think it'll be the stadiums. Yeah. So on the 1st and 2nd of April. So probably they're going to have a tour after that. Not a tour. A comeback. Same thing as Aespa, you know, they just finished the concert. Cool. That was a cool concert. You know, I think the highlight for me was Ning solo stage and Winter playing the electric guitar. That was pretty cool. And then, good news. I got NCT Dreams in the dream. NCT Dream Tour. The Dream Show 2 and Dream London tickets. Yay! The pre-sale, it was so hectic. Like, I was in a class and I was just there. Like, so I spent like a good 10 to 15 minutes of the first lesson just trying to get the tickets. So right now is the general sale, and like, I'm just on the website right now, and like, woo, it's rough anyways, because I just want to see what's going on. But they'll be in London on the 28th of March. So I'll probably attend school half the day and then fly over to London and then be back the following day early in the morning. But right now what I'd have to sort out is just where I'm going to sleep and flights. So we'll see that as time goes on, hopefully. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. You know, it was so fun. Anyways, now let's get back into it. This is a very cool, chill. That's why I named it Poppy R&B, because it's like pop, but they're like R&B also. It's a very cool playlist that you guys will really enjoy. And right now I'm about to play Eyes on You by Kangta.
Night과 밤 사이 삼킨 그 빛에 물태리 한잔처럼 나른해 툭하고 풀린 감각은 relax 날 이끄는 것 같아 어느새 살짝 더 미지 다른 게 더 깊이 얽매이지 그게 난 긴장감이 단정함 속에 fancy 밤새 둘이 춤춰봐야
들리지 않아 소리 없는 Yeah. 작은 방에 옮겨놓고 싶은 거 Oh, so, so, so 매일 아침 꿈에서 매일 같은 곳에서 그대 만날 수 있어
순간부터 지금까지 네 곁에 있어 창문 열어 새가 따라가 지금 날 보고 웃고 있는 나도 네 봐도 없어
몽롱하게 빠져들어
몸속 깊이 녹여
눈을 감아 난 신비를 믿니 내가 보여줄게 다 너에게 줄게 이리 가까이 와 너에게 담아줄게 그저 행복한 작은 소망 꽉 아아아 널리 퍼져있는 꼬마 인형 단순하게 생각해 비를 미련 한 번만 더 내 어릴 적 모습 보려 꿈이 현실이야 근데 꿈이야 나는 천사 표야 원, 투
나와 같은 yeah. 세상과 나를 닮은 눈빛과
Come on.
사랑 가득한 눈을 보여줘 너의 눈빛과 나의 눈빛이 부딪히는 순간 멈춰진 시간에 차가운 나의 손을 잡아줘
That was an amazing playlist, man. I like this, you know. I like discovering music. Like, when I make these playlists, I don't really factor in, like, would this be a good playlist, like a study playlist or something. But there are times when, if I'm doing just light work, like I'm reading papers, like doing research or something, and I'll put on one of the playlists just to hear. Oh, because like during last semester, I made like a playlist review kind of thing where I listen back to the playlist I created and then I see where they are. You know, how do I feel about them now? I should continue doing that because I did not finish. And it was nice to feel different things about the songs, you know. But let's go through a rundown. First song was Eyes on You by Kanta. Followed by Silent Movie by Yubin and Yumire, TVXQ's Truth, Be Natural by Red Velvet featuring NCT's Taeyong, GOT7's Thank You, Sorry, and the last song that just played right now was Love Scene by Baekhyun. Baekhyun is finally back. EXO fan meeting. I've seen fan meeting, so possibly a comeback as well. So many things to look forward to. But thank you guys for tuning in. It's time to say goodbye. Last song's like 3 minutes, so like I gotta give it its time to shine, you know. And this was just an amazing playlist. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with me. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend, an amazing week. Good luck to everyone who's in my class. Or not only my class, but good luck to anyone who has any midterms coming up or deadlines for assignments. You guys got this. You know, we're going on strong. So let's continue being strong. And thank you for chilling with me. Thank you for attending Chill Session. It's always a fun time. But now I gotta leave. So sad. I gotta leave, but I'm gonna leave you guys with an amazing song. This is After Midnight by BoA. Bye.
잠을 든 시간에서 기다릴게